Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
What's up? Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. He swears it's the Cowboys' year, but after their most recent couple of games, that's not how it appears. Here's producer Eddie.
Guys, I didn't know all of our listeners are rich.
What do you mean?
They must have a lot of money because I've been sitting on this $250 gift card from Hyundai to give away to a caller, and no one's calling in and saying nice things about me.
Oh, that's what you're looking for?
Well, something. Like, or maybe
did
a caller.
Tell them that's what you
okay,
do?
No, I didn't know that was it because we're just screen calls as normal. But if somebody's like, I want to call and tell Eddie he's cute, we're not putting him through.
Oh, bring him in, dude.
We didn't know that's what you were looking for.
Anything. Well, what if somebody comes in, has a story where it's like, oh my gosh, that's this is the greatest topic ever?
Two things I want to say. One, our phones were down for like 3 days because everything broke in here.
Oh, it's not that America's rich?
No.
And they don't want the $250?
No. Two, you were looking for somebody to compliment you, and you said it.
Wow, that's all it takes?
Oh, shut up. You'd be on board with that.
He would, yes.
He would love that.
But so what are you, so today, we'll give it away today at some point. You have to give it away.
Yeah. Hey, anything anyone wants to say, anything about me, about the show.
What about you, mostly?
About dogging people on the show, whatever.
Oh, so they can either talk good about you or bad about, I don't know.
Anyone.
Anybody.
Anyone on the show.
Okay.
So they can rip Amy.
Mm-hmm. I prefer probably not that.
Probably not that.
Yeah, anyway. Oh. Okay, thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, man, just a reminder for everyone.
Let's move on here. You'll hardly ever see him in a pair of jeans, and he loves playing slot machines. It's Lunchbox.
I don't want to say it, but I hate to say it, but I want to say it, and I want to say thank you to Bobby for changing my life. I don't say
finally,
thank you a
after
lot.
After all these years, you gave the guy a career.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'll let you say it.
Absolutely changed my life, and I can't thank you enough. We did a segment called Bobby Bones Show Recommends probably about a year ago. And Bobby brought up these pill pockets for pills for dogs.
Awesome.
And my dog never will take pills. I mean, I have to do everything, wrap it in cheese, lunch meat, this, hide it in spaghetti. And sometimes he won't.
Spaghetti, wow, that is intense.
I mean, anything.
There's a plate of noodles. Randomly, dog, go after it.
And he would still find it in there and spit it out. And it was so stressful trying to get him to take them pills. Mm-hmm. And Bobby brought up these pill pockets, and for the past year, my dog swallows pills like they are candy. He loves
it. It's a treat to them.
It is a treat, and it's like, and I'm like, you don't know you got a pill. So, I mean,
you say that to the dog? You yell that to him?
Has absolutely changed my life.
Yeah, those pill pockets are awesome.
And I wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome,
Amy,
buddy.
Eddie, this is a time for you.
I use pill pockets.
To talk about how Bobby's changed your life.
Oh.
Oh,
I didn't realize that.
Bobby changed my life when I started this job.
There you go. Boom, Eddie.
I mean, I've always wanted to tour with a band. You kind of changed my life with that.
There
we started a band and we toured.
Thank you very much. Moving on. When she met Taylor Swift, she painted her a picture and gave it to her as a gift. It's Amy.
So do you know how many Earths can fit into the sun?
3.
10. No.
No, if I were really guessing, I would guess the sun is massive.
It's massive. Yeah. This came up during homework time, and my mind was blown, sort of like, I just would have never guessed this at all whatsoever. Keep going. It's higher than 3.
Well, no, I don't want to guess more. A billion.
100.
Then it's too much, and then she's like, no, it's not that.
This one.
Yeah.
It's 1.3 million Earths can fit in the sun, about.
Well, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Crazy,
wow,
right?
We're nothing.
Is the sun round?
It's a ball of gas.
I know, but people think the Earth's not round, so I don't wonder if they think the sun is...
Flat sunners?
Flat sun. Yeah,
I've heard of them.
All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he has a new Sonic cup in front of him, and it looks perfect for the gym. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I've been working on something, been working on myself a little bit, and I'd like to share with you guys. It's something I've never been able to do my entire life, and I can't do it fully now, but every once in a while, if it's just right, I can do it. Any guesses? Eddie knows.
I'm out. I
showed him.
Yep, I saw it.
And I made a big deal about it. And I don't think he thought it was as big a deal as I did, but I think he still thought it was.
That was amazing because I've never been able to do this.
Yeah. Milk yourself.
No, I've been able to do that for all the hell am I?
Stop. Okay, that's
it's hard.
Not what it was.
Well, I mean, Amy, he said guess. And then what is it, Amy? If you know what it is, I'm so
dumb. I had a funny one that popped in my head, but it's not nice, so.
Go ahead.
What?
No, I don't want to say it.
No, say it, Amy.
Admit you're wrong.
Oh, I'll never do that.
No. He doesn't work on that.
Okay, wait,
even if I know I'm wrong, I don't admit it. I keep fighting it.
Touch your toes?
That's exactly it.
Okay.
Touch my toes. I've never been flexible my whole life. Never been able to touch my toes. I now stretch 3 times a day, even for 5 minutes. I'm trying to do different things to sleep better. I have a new therapist. And I went and we were talking about like the body issues that I have, like especially the IBS. And it's like, it's all stress related. Like everything about you is so tight. I went to physical therapist. She's like, your muscles and your ribs are so good. So now I've just slowly been trying to stretch more. I wake up in the morning and I stretch. I touch my toes for the first time ever.
That's amazing, man.
Thank you.
It really is.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to.
I can't do it right now.
Yeah, mornings are hard.
But yeah.
You gotta warm up.
Yeah.
So you stretch out 3 times a day?
Yeah, but only for like 5 minutes. But I have a whole.
He'll do it in here sometimes.
No, I see him and I'm like, oh, he must be tired. He's trying to get that blood flowing.
Just trying to get those hamstrings not to rip. No. We're doing the football show and I don't want to rip there. So that touch my toes.
That means Lunchbox could probably touch his shoulders.
Shoulders if he works hard enough.
He really tried.
Yeah. That was my New Year's resolution, become more flexible.
How's that going? It's like the 19th of October.
It's getting better. It's getting better. I mean, that yoga, it helps, but I ain't there. I don't do it 3 times a day.
He's gone to yoga.
He's gone to yoga for
years.
Years, really? And years and years. Yeah. Yeah, we used to go back in the
He can barely bend down and touch his waist, much less his toes.
Man, it's so hard.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I was asked to be a groomsman at a friend's wedding. I was never asked about a plus one. And apparently, the invitation was sent just for me. I have recently started dating this girl, was going to take her as my date to the wedding. When I mentioned it to my buddy and his future wife, she said I was not allowed to bring a plus one. I offered to pay the money if that was the issue, but the bride said she didn't want her there because she didn't know her. I always thought if you invite someone to a wedding, especially someone that you've asked to be in the wedding, it implied a plus one could come to that wedding. I'm still going to go since I'm in it, but it's annoying that I won't have my person there. Also, how do I tell my girlfriend she's not welcome there? What if she thinks I'm just blowing her off? Thanks. Signed, plus one concealed. Hey, emailer, you got to get over yourself. You just do. It's not your wedding. Hey, sure, it's normal to bring someone to a wedding, but it's their
wedding. It's not implied.
Yeah, it's their wedding.
Yeah.
Everything about it is about them. Don't make it about you. And that's what you're doing a little bit. I understand the frustration for sure.
Yeah, because
I got this girl I want to bring. It'd be awesome. It is weird, but it gets to be weird because it's theirs. They own the weird. Sorry, no plus one for you. But you're like, well, I'll pay the money. Then you make them feel poor. Oh, you have to pay. Because we can't afford it. Yeah, that was not the way to go. So just go to the wedding. You can't take your girl. That's it. And don't even raise it as an issue with them, because when you have a wedding going on, there are 10,000 things you got to worry about.
True.
The last one is having some dude's girl that he's been dating for 2 months.
Yeah. Well, because I was going to say, if he's a groomsman or whatever, he's close to them, obviously. Is there a situation in which before the wedding, y'all could go double date or something so that the bride could know her?
I just wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I'm not trying to do a double date bride friend setup, because then it could get even worse. And also, I don't want to put stress on somebody who's having a wedding. Yeah. If you said it, I'm not trying to convince you otherwise based on
the rules you have set for your party.
Yeah.
And it's not that big of a deal. It's their wedding and you just started dating this
girl. And your girl's like, is she going to think I'm blowing her off? If she thinks you're blowing her off, then why would you? That sucks.
Yeah.
She's a sucky person to be with. Good luck. It is weird, but it's not about you, so you got to get over it. All right. Thank you. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
You want to draw another movie?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
So whatever we draw from the helmet here, you got to watch. I've had my movie drawn. It was a good one, too.
Oh, yeah. That's Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon.
Good one.
Jim Carrey. Eddie's had his drawn, The Rope.
Just Rope.
From the 50s. Yeah. Lunchbox had Yogurt Man.
I had The Stuff and Showgirls.
Oh, yeah, two. Ray had his from Amazon.
Shotgun Wedding.
Not a bad movie.
Jennifer Lopez. Okay, so.
I had mine.
Pretty Woman. That's right. That was the last one.
Yeah.
Right. I guess I'd seen that. Or at least in parts, I didn't feel like I was watching a new movie.
I mean, I'll be honest, I don't even know what I have in the helmet. Do I have a movie in there?
Does Lunchbox have one in here, Mike?
All right.
All right, I'll draw. Yes. You guys take some time.
Come on, man.
I got a good movie in there for you guys.
The name drawing out is...
Oh, that's mine. Come on.
Yes. The person's movie we'll be watching is...
Start with an R?
Oh, my God. It's not Lunchbox, it's Amy Gantz. Don't make noise.
Okay.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it is so
good.
She
got two in a row.
You're going to have all the feels.
That's so dumb.
I mean, you're going to laugh. You're going to cry.
Amy, what's it about?
You don't want to know.
I don't want to give anything away, but it's about...
about C.
Family.
Don't give away too much. You tend to spoil it accidentally. Not even on purpose.
Dolly's in this one?
Dolly, yes.
Still Magnolias is the movie we have to watch. I've not seen it.
Me? And I'm excited about this one.
How long is it, Mike? Oh,
it's a long one, dude.
It's worth it, guys.
An 80s movie that's 2 hours long.
Oh, I tell you, you're gonna laugh.
Okay. Watch it. Check back in a week, okay?
You're so confused, you don't know
what Bobby Bones. Movie
scratch
cinema.
Your watch or wind your butt.
What are you talking about?
That's a quote.
Spoiled it. That's the final quote we were looking
goodness.
For. Okay, thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's a car wash in Greer, South Carolina called the What a Car Wash. And for the month of October, they've turned it into a haunted house. It's really awesome. There's videos online where there's like ghosts wiping your windshields. And
oh, so they wash your car as scary things.
I mean, it's one of those drive-through things, but there are ghosts in there and there are monsters that come out while your car's getting washed. It's really cool. And there's lights everywhere. Not only that, but they're raising money for a 12-year-old in the community who has lymphoma. So some of the proceeds between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m., if you wash your car within that time, the proceeds go to that kid.
Well, hopefully at night it's backed up like a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Because if it's between 6 and 10 p.m., I ain't going to Chick-fil-A because the car's wrapped all the way around the dang thing. And lunch. Chick-fil-A basically I go at 2 o'clock.
But if proceeds were going to lymphoma, you'd go.
I just donate. I just Venmo some donate. I'm not sitting in line.
And the line moves pretty fast, man. Chick-fil-A. Don't let it deter you.
I know, but here's the other thing about Chick-fil-A. Sometimes I like to switch it up and get something different. But you don't even see the menu now. It's just somebody standing there staring at you like, what do you want?
It's almost like they know, like, you know the menu.
I know, but I like to look at something, too.
So do I.
But that's a great story. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Elder versus millennial, old versus young. Eddie, I'm asking you the young question since you're old.
Come on.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink is a quote from what 2004 comedy movie? On Wednesdays, we wear pink. Morgan will know this, but I'm asking you.
Let's go with Legally Blonde.
That's incorrect.
Oh.
Morgan, you can steal?
Mean Girls.
Correct.
Never seen that.
We'll do the intro now. Up first.
Yeah.
He's the dad of four. I call him the Hispanic who don't panic. He's laid back and likes to chill. And when he comes over to my house, he's the master of the grill. It's producer Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, ready for question number two?
Come on.
What does I-C-Y-M-I stand for? I-C-Y-M-I.
I-C-Y-M-I.
Mm-hmm.
I, in case. I-C-Y. In case.
I-C-Y-M-I.
In case you missed it.
That's your answer?
Hold on. Say the letters again.
I-C-Y-M-I.
Yeah. In case you missed it.
Correct.
Woo!
Final question. Which Disney Channel original movie from 2006 starred Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens?
I think that's it. The Witches. No, it's not.
You guess that every week.
The Witches of Waverly Place.
Yeah, but you guess it every week.
That's not it. Zac Efron's in this?
Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens, 2006 Disney Channel original movie.
High School Musical.
Is that your answer?
Yes!
Correct.
Yes!
Eddie with 2 points. Morgan stole one. Let's introduce Morgan here. Morgan runs all of our digital. Her life has entered a new stage. Now that 30 is her age, she stands tall at 5'0", and she loves a movie with a superhero. It's Morgan. Morgan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
These are questions you probably won't know, but Eddie will know.
Yeah.
The opening of a crate and revealing of a leg lamp is a pivotal scene in what 1980s classic movie? The opening of a crate and the revealing of a leg lamp is a pivotal scene in what 80s movie?
I gotta see if I can get this whole title correct, but I believe that is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Now, are you sure you said it all right?
I don't know. It's a long movie title.
Do you want to stick with that?
National Lampoon's. Yeah.
It's incorrect.
Dang.
Eddie.
It's an award. It's a Christmas story.
Christmas story is correct.
I thought that was it.
It's an award.
Morgan, you have to get these next two right to tie.
Come on.
Yes, Morgan. What if he answered right then on the air?
You rang, Morgan?
Morgan, which softer sculpted dolls were sometimes originally referred to as the little people in the 1980s? Very famous soft sculpted dolls.
Soft sculpted?
Pop culture phenomenon. They were referred to as the little people in the 1980s.
Soft sculpted dolls.
Dolls, yeah.
And little people?
Mm-hmm.
I know little people is a toy, but that, the only thing I can think of in the 80s was Cabbage Patch dolls. And those were soft.
Your answer?
Cabbage Patch dolls.
Correct.
Yes!
Kids.
Or dolls. I'll accept dolls. I need a Cabbage Patch.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Morgan, you need this.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Cool and the Comeback Kid were two nicknames of what NFL quarterback who won 4 Super Bowls with the San Francisco 49ers in the 80s and the 90s? Joe Cool and the Comeback Kid.
Joe Cool.
49ers, 4 Super Bowls in the 80s and 90s.
I mean, there has to be hints in that somewhere.
Joe Cool and the Comeback Kid.
There's only one name coming to mind, and like, I just, I don't know that. I think that's a current quarterback, but I'm rolling with it. Joe Burrow.
You were on the right. It was a Joe. Yeah, it's a Joe.
Yeah. But why are you laughing? You think I would know that?
Do you think of any other Joes at all? Other quarterback? Joe.
Schmo.
The older.
Joe.
It's a state. He has a state as a name. Joe.
Oh, okay. Okay, hold on. Let me get there. Let me get there. Okay. Now I'm going through all the states.
The state is in the northern half of the country.
Oh.
Joe. There's also an actor that has a name almost exactly the same as him, but not, yeah.
You're going to say it's going to be mad.
Three syllables in the state.
Wisconsin.
It's a large state. Not a lot of people live in.
Montana.
Yes.
Montana. You got there.
Joe Montana, right? Isn't that an actor?
Joe Montana.
I think I did a game show with him once.
I was thinking Hannah Montana.
Oh, no. No. Eddie.
Come on.
You win.
I'm the winner. Let's go.
Nice job, Eddie.
Yeah. Hey, that one's for all the elders out there.
Yes.
All the older people.
Represent them all,
Come
Eddie.
On.
Nice job. Sometimes we have stories where these people's houses are decorated so wonderfully for Halloween, they'll call 911. There is a skeleton hanging up. There's a box. And they're like, no, that is a decoration. There's the fire in the house.
Yeah.
No, that's a decoration. So that means you did a really good job. If people are calling and your stuff ain't real, but they think it's real. Now, I want to flip it. A North Carolina family is upset after their loved one's body was mistaken for a Halloween decoration and left outside for days.
Okay, no. that's not good.
That's so terrible.
That's terrible.
Oh. Good.
But it's because these people are doing really, really good.
So somebody died and they just left the body there?
Yeah, because these decorations are so good now. Yeah. People are like, I don't want to call 911. I heard on the Bobby Bones show, they get made fun of.
Surely they had other decorations up around it somehow, or were they like...
Robert Owen's body was found in China Grove. His family discovered that a lawn care worker mowed around his...
Thinking
it was a prop.
That's not nice.
A day later, someone else was like, is that real? But again...
I mean, he just laid outside and died? I mean, what happened?
The last time they saw him was Sunday, October 1st. It wasn't until a week later they found him in a long driveway.
Oh, my gosh.
He was face down. But again, if it weren't for these people having great decorations, it's now the pendulum has gone the other way. Where we see dead bodies, we don't even call now because we're like, it's got to be Halloween.
Yeah, for sure.
Isn't that crazy, sad, like bizarre, absurd, all those words?
All of that. But I mean, but like... When the flies showed up, no one...
I know, I was thinking our buzzard.
Again, they paid extra for the fly. I mean...
Oh, man, that's crazy.
That's crazy and sad and that sucks.
Yeah.
So here's the question. Can you hang out at a cemetery during Halloween? Just straight up, before I go any deeper.
I say yes.
It's public, right? Yeah.
I'm not saying do you go to jail, Amy. I'm saying, like, can you without... have something... I don't know, do you believe something bad will happen? Is it respectful?
Oh, I'm not going to do it. Don't do it, but... I don't think something bad's going to happen.
So, Lunchbox, are you the scavenger hunt?
Yes. So, there's a scavenger hunt at the cemetery, and it's open to all ages. And I said,
A real cemetery with real dead people?
Yeah, like real dead people.
That's great.
And I said, this seems so cool. Like, it's spooky, it's weird, it's eerie. We take the kids and we do it. And my wife said, oh, no. That is disrespectful to the dead. We cannot go to the scavenger hunt at the cemetery at night.
What if you're the family of the dead person and they're having a scavenger hunt on your uncle's grave?
Yeah.
People are like running around trying to figure stuff out and find stuff. No.
But they are dead.
But there's flowers. You knock stuff over.
But don't the dead people want you to have fun? They had fun when they were living. Maybe they did.
Maybe they didn't.
Don't they want you to be enjoying life?
They're not even there.
That's weird they would do it at a real cemetery.
Like, so what do you find?
With kids? You would take kids to
all
a cemetery
ages.
At night?
It's a... free and family-friendly cemetery scavenger hunt.
Huh.
What do you try to find? Bones?
Yeah. All right,
if you dig extra deep.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't do it. That's weird to me.
Mm-mm.
Also, it would be weird to me if like, my family was at this place and that was important to me. I would go stand by their grave and be like, you're not... Stay away from this one.
Mm. Or, like, I mean, what if it's your, I don't know when it's taking place. Is it on Halloween night? I mean, people have lost loved ones. My mom died near Halloween. What if I'm going to visit her grave and suddenly right. I'm being trampled by these people doing a scavenger hunt and I'm just trying to have a moment with my mom, you know?
I don't know that it's like a soccer match, Amy, where they're just running through, knocking everybody down.
A scavenger hunt.
Yeah. A scavenger hunt is go.
I know, yeah. But I mean, it's not like she's going to get trampled by a sea of bodies. There's probably 20 people and they're all running different directions.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not at night though, right?
It's
nighttime.
He said it is, yeah.
And he said it like that, so you know it is.
Ooh, whatever. Truth, I don't know. It doesn't seem
I wouldn't do
right.
it. It doesn't seem right unless you get the okay of everybody who bought a
exactly. It seems like the cemetery would have
well,
to reach
invited
out
too.
To
everybody's invited.
Everyone. Yeah, it's open. It's free.
You want to do it? Are you going to do
I
it?
I want to do it, but my wife, I don't know why. I got to convince her that we're not going to be cursed by the dead and it's not like disrespectful.
Well, you're not going to convince her of that. You had a doll at your house. You were convinced you were cursed.
Well, I mean, things did start happening.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things.
This is Brianne from California.
I know that we consume a ton of TV and we often forget what we watch, but I cannot keep biting my tongue about this JFK show. Bobby, you've seen it. You're the one who recommended it however many years ago, and you're the reason why I watched it. You've already seen the show, and you loved it, and you've already recommended it. So glad Abby enjoyed it, and Eddie enjoyed it, but we've already seen it.
There's no chance. There's no chance.
Are you here, sure?
There must be some radio guy named Robbie Jones.
No, no.
That
Bobby,
does what?
Can I tell you something? Because uh-oh. I was like, wow, I don't remember ever hearing of this show either. But I go to Hulu and I pull it up and I'm already more than halfway through the first episode. And whoa. I did not remember that. And I think it's because you recommended
hold
it.
On. No chance. No chance. Hey, Mike D. Mike
somebody
D.
Somebody did.
Mike D knows me better than I know me. Mike D, have I ever watched this movie?
I don't
show?
Think you have.
No
I
way.
Even looked it up, looked up through notes. I didn't see anything about you talking about it.
Mandela Effect, man. You guys are must. Yeah.
How did I watch
the
half
Umbrella
of it
Academy has a JFK type thing on it.
You watched that.
Yeah.
But how about could there be a portal and you went back in time?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, or God. Mandela Effect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Did I go back to 11/22/2015?
To watch the show.
Yes. I've never seen it. I'm telling you.
Really?
Somebody told me about it
bizarre.
A long time ago.
But it is getting a really good review. 83% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Why is it coming back?
It's not.
Abby.
No, Abby saw it.
Abby brought it back, man.
Why is it coming back?
I didn't know it was just Abby. I thought maybe there was something in the news that made her watch it.
No, and the thing is, I love shows like this. I would know. Because the first episode, an unassuming divorced English teacher stumbles upon a time portal that leads to 9/9/1958 and goes on a quest to try to prevent the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I can't wait to watch it. I've never okay. seen it.
Gosh, I just feel like I get most of my recommendations from you, and I literally...
I hear you.
I was already through the first episode when
weird.
I...
Weird.
It's awesome. Okay. Let's do number three, Ray.
Amy, I have a morning coney for you. I don't trust sales. They're always up to something.
She didn't trust stairs, they're up to something.
Oh,
or you can go, I don't trust stairs, they're always down to do some crazy stuff.
Oh, down, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do either one of those.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Have you ever showered with your dog? Or dogs?
Yeah, I tried, but he didn't like it. And so he would run out.
But you loved it.
Well, it's like, I think he was like stinky. And it was one of those tall showers. It's not my dog now. Stanley, he doesn't care. If you put him under the water, he'll just sit there.
I love that.
Yeah, he don't care. But my the Dusty I had before him, I would try. If he was like all gross, muddy. And he would just be like, that sucks, and get out. But why?
No, I'll do it. Well, there's this whole poll that was put out about unique shower habits. And
that's a habit for people with their dog?
Showering with your pet is something that people do. Also on the list is cleaning your shower as you're using it. Like, that's when you get that part done. Some wash their clothes while they shower. Some brush their teeth while showering.
I know people who that's do that, me. My wife.
I brush teeth while
really?
Showering.
She brushed her teeth too.
Does that gross you out or fine?
No, I don't care. As long as you brush your teeth, I don't care.
Yeah, Ben was always so grossed out that I brushed my teeth in the shower.
I wonder why. But you don't drink the shower water. I guess you drink the shower water? Like,
I don't drink it. I use it.
But it's hot.
Yeah.
That's the only part that makes me uncomfortable. I guess I'm not grossed out. I just don't want to like use hot water.
That's weird.
Yeah, he would always be like, your toothbrush is in the shower. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I don't really care about that part.
It didn't gross me out, but I don't know if that was a thing. But those are some interesting, weird things. And some drink beer while they're in the shower.
Oh, I've heard of that.
No, some. That's an alcoholic.
No, it's called, there's a name for that.
No, didn't Ray shower have a beer holder?
Again, if you're drinking beer in the shower, unless you're hiding it, but still, even then, that's...
No, like if you're getting ready for a night out and you're taking a shower, getting ready, it's your like happy hour.
Sure.
But or after a hard day's work.
And then just get out of the shower, guys.
Oh.
Yeah. Then you get water in the beer. You're wasting beer. All right, what else?
The Sinaloa, is that how we say it? The cartel that El Chapo ran?
No idea how to say it.
Yeah.
No comment.
But do y'all know and y'all just don't want to say?
No, I'm not talking about it.
They have had to put out a memo to their members to stop making fentanyl or they'll be killed.
Why? What happened?
I guess.
I mean, I know people are dying of it, but so what?
Well, I don't think they're telling members. They're telling people, like, don't do that. Like, buy our stuff.
No.
They said
they're not allowed to bring it to the United States anymore.
Yeah, because they were the number one carrier or provider of it to the United States, but the United States is cracking down on certain things. So they're like, we got to pump the brakes on some of this for a little bit, but...
So then what I would surmise is that the U.S. is like, hey, look, we don't want to have to come and take you guys down.
Ding, ding, ding.
So stop with that.
They put up warning banners around the city, and they don't know if it's going to stop everybody. But I'm like, you know, because
it's super sad. You don't even know what's in. You don't even know.
That's terrible.
So the drug dealers and like our politicians are having meetings and stuff.
I think so. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
You sit in that chair.
They just have coffee and talk,
or they Zoom.
They're business. It's businesses, and I'm sure it's not like a coffee and talk, but I'm sure there are people that talk to people. Yeah. When something's making that much money.
Yeah.
You oddly have a lot of power and connections, even if you're making it illegally.
The sad thing is, with that, cutting back on that, they think it might boost the trafficking of other drugs like heroin or cocaine or whatever. But it's so
shower
crazy.
Beer. More shower beers.
The cartel and how it works. Okay, Shania Twain gave dating advice while she was on the Drew Barrymore show to Drew.
You want as many people to go running as possible. I was with Fred. I said, listen, I don't even want ever to get married again. I don't know if my son doesn't like this. This is over. Everything right up front. You have to be right up front. It's like, you don't have to be a part of my kid's life. You may never be a part of my kid's life. You may just be for me. I may just want you all to myself. I think you have to just be very, very honest.
Drew was saying she hadn't been in a relationship for like 6 years and she was in a dry spell. So she asked Shania for advice and it was be brutally honest. Whatever you have to say, say it up front.
I don't understand Shania's point. Like, you tell them maybe you'll never meet my kids and you'll be my secret.
Yeah, well, no, all
yeah,
mine.
The world.
Like, she's just saying
that was just bizarre.
She's just saying up front, like,
no, I hear you. Why would you say that up front, though?
But maybe she's saying we're just gonna be a fling. Like, we're just gonna do our thing and we're not gonna be serious.
Yeah, she said.
You're not gonna come around
my kids. I don't think anybody knows what she said. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I do.
We all have theories.
I don't know that anyone has a for sure grasp on what she just said there.
She said, scare away as many guys as possible because the ones left standing at the end will be worth it.
Okay, that is generic.
Yeah, and I didn't hear that.
But all I heard was, maybe you want to hide them from your kids. Maybe you want to hide your kids from them.
I'll have your son.
Maybe you want to, yeah, maybe I'll put you in a dungeon and just keep you from me. What? Shania, what? Okay.
I mean, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
He graduated with a 4.4 GPA, which is taking advanced classes
as well.
Near perfect SAT score, but he was rejected by 16 of 18 colleges.
How?
You would think immediately that kid would get in. So it's a setback, obviously. And he kind of posts about it. And this guy who works at Google was like, hey, you're a pretty smart guy. Why don't you come up here? Let's talk about it. So he goes up. And Google hires him as a software engineer. He never went to college.
What?
Wow.
That's awesome.
So he's like, first of all, everybody didn't have to go to college. But two, sometimes these standardized tests or these admissions boards, they're looking at one specific thing that doesn't really matter. And you're missing out on a lot of good folks. And also some crappy ones are getting in because they're only good at that one specific thing. But this whole situation is great because it allows people to go, okay, let's look in other places, too, to hire that may not be traditional. Not just college grads, but even kids coming out of high school. So now they're crushing it. Now he's making a bunch of money. He's going to be everybody's boss. And he's going to go and, you know, own a wing of that school that he wasn't let into.
Oh, yeah.
And then serve him.
Good for him.
He'll be like, you got served.
Yeah.
When he cuts the ribbon with his big scissors. You got served, suckas. Yeah, good for him. Good for the people at Google for seeing this guy and going like, hey, we think you're pretty talented. All right, that's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.